From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. 3 years before the armed confrontation at Clive Bundy's Nevada ranch, the FBI suggested waiving his fines and fees. According to the Washington Post and AgWeb.com, the FBI's behavioral analysis determined in 2011 that Bundy was unlikely to comply with federal court orders to move his 900 animals off federal land because he only had enough land to handle less than 100 head of cattle. Though the Bureau of Land Management was concerned allowing Bundy to avoid paying federal grazing fees and fines could lead to violence, the FBI thought otherwise. Despite previous reports that USDA would issue a second round of market facilitation program payments this week, Reuters is reporting the White House Office of Management and Budget is delaying them until further notice. AgWeb.com reports OMB is holding up approval of the payments due to concern about the cost of the program in hopes that trade issues with China will be resolved quickly. USDA has been in negotiations with OMB for weeks. USDA is increasing flexibility in implementing school nutrition standards for milk, whole grains, and sodium. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says these common-sense flexibilities provide excellent customer service to our local school nutrition professionals while giving children the world-class food service they deserve. Western Farm Press reports the changes will impact nearly 99,000 schools and institutions that feed 30 million children annually through USDA's school meal programs. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.